Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yosef Sonnenschein. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
The following shiur is on Mesechta Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara goes through a description of Adam as being partially daima to kemalachei hashoreis and partially daima to a behemah. And the Gemara says three aspects that an Adam shears with Behema. Shleisha ke Behema. Oichlin v'shoysin ke Behema. They eat and drink like a Behema. Uparin v'ravin ke Behema. They reproduce like a Behema. Umaitzin rei ke Behema. And they eliminate waste like a Behema. There's an incredible shtickle in the Sefer Beis Alekim from the Mabit, in the Shar HaTfila Perek Yud Gimel, that describes these three similarities that Adam has to Behema in a way that opens up the Inyan and deepens the Inyan significantly. Zok the Mabit, that these three things are not just three specific things that Adam is daima to a Behema, but they encompass the entire physical life of a person. Oichlim v'shoysim, eating and drinking, zoktim abit, that represents all the yegia and effort and involvement and investment that a person puts in to his sustenance and parnasa in this world. That's an effort that malachim don't have, and that behemas do have, that they have to survive. Oichlim v'shoysim kebehema. Parim v'rovim kebehema. Zoktim Abit includes everything that a person does, letzairich anche beisai, ishta yubanov, anything that a person does for his mishpacha, to try to provide for them, and to try to leave over for them something after he leaves the world, so that they should be able to continue and to survive. That's parim viravim kebehema. And moitziim rei kebehema, the elimination of waste, he says, "Kaloymar sharoid fim achar hamoisrois b'mashet zorech aleim v'levneim achareim." That the teva of an Adam is that he searches for and he runs after even more than he really needs for him and his children to survive. That it's not enough for him to have enough; he needs to have a little bit more. Maitzian rei is the waste, is the amount that wasn't necessary, is the more than necessary that a person consumes. This is the Pashup Shat that the Mabit suggests. The Mabit then goes on to say that all of these similarities to a behema that Adam have are not just Negeya in the physical life of a person, but they also exist even in the Hasaga of Chachma, even within a person's life of trying to be Masig Chachma, to learn Torah. There's these three elements, Oichlim v'shoysim, Parim v'ravim, and Moitziim rei, that are not like Malachim, but more daima, l'mashal, like a behema. Where do you find b'inyan ha-chachma these concepts, Oichlim v'shoysim, Parim v'ravim, and Moitziim rei? Zoktim abit as follows. He says, the way we eat and drink is that we don't eat and drink constantly. We eat a meal, and then we wait to digest that meal. And then when we feel hungry, we eat another meal, and we're satiated, we wait to digest. And then we get hungry again, and we eat a third meal. Zoktim Abid, that's how we absorb Chachma also. It's impossible for us to absorb a constant stream of Chachma. We need breaks. Even Moshe Rabbeinu Alein, Rashi points out in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that Moshe Rabbeinu needed a hefsik bein Parsha leParsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was receiving his nevuos, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to appear to Moshe, he was noisein revach bein Parsha leParsha. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be savely constant stream of Chachma. He needed to do what we do with food, to absorb, to digest, and then to go back and absorb some more. Where do we find the concept of parim v'ravim in Chachma? Zoktim abit, that there's an element in our learning Torah and our Chachma that Malachim don't have. And that's the element of mevin davar mitoich davar, to understand one inyan from another inyan. Malachim receive Chachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't steig in the Chachma. They don't say a vart. They don't develop the Chachma. They receive the Chachma as is, and the Chachma resides within the Malach as he received it. But Klal Yisrael, but Adam is Mavin Davar Mitechtavim. We have Peri of Arivia. A Dvar Chachma could become a new Dvar Chachma, and we could take one Chiddush and create another. That's like our Peri of Arivia, when we're Mavin Davar Mitechtavar. It's fascinating that the Maharal in Perek Zion in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael says that the word Ben, which means a son, is Miloshen Binyan, is a Loshen of building, because the Ben is a Binyan of a person. Even Benas, which is a daughter in Arami, the Maral says, is also a Loshen of Binyan. And the word Bina, to be Maven Dover Mitoich Dover, is also a Loshen of Binyan, because I'm Baina, I take a Dvar Chachma, and I'm Baina from it another Dvar Chachma. So Bina and Ben are both part of the Shirish of Binyan. That's the period of Arivia that a person does. The physical period of Arivia is his children. The Ruchniistic period of Arivia is his Maven Dover, Mitaych his learning. Another aspect of the period of Arivia of a person that a Malach doesn't have, the Mabit says, is the fact that eventually his Neshama separates from his Guf and goes up to Shamayim. That's daima to a period of Arivia, where the next generation separates from the guf of the mother and forms its own entity. Eventually, this combination of neshama and guf that a ben Adam has in this world separates, and the neshama goes to be oimid lefnei Hashem. So far we've learned oichlim v'shoisim and parim v'ravim. Where do we see the inyan of maitziyim rei, of eliminating waste, when it comes to chachma? Zokta Mabit, that's because not every chachma that we receive is completely emes. Sometimes we absorb things, learn things, or think things that are not 100% emes, and that psilas needs to be removed. That's the moitziim rei kibnei adam. So the Mabit is machadish to us, that even in the hasaga of chachma of an adam, it follows the pattern of oichlam v'shoisim, parim v'ravim, and moitziim rei kibbehema. The Mabit points out, however, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, and that's described in the Psukim, that he wasn't oichel and he wasn't shoisa for 40 days, lechem loy ochal umayim loy shosa, for those 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was completely on the madrega of a malach. In all these areas that we discussed, oichlim v'shoisim, parim v'ravim, and moitziin rei. The Gabi Oichlam Vishoisim, Hagam Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received Nevuah from Hashem, needed a hefsik bein parsha la parsha, but that was only when he was down on this world. When he was on the mountain, when he was on Har Sinai, when he was with Hashem, that the Pasuk says, Vayihisham im Hashem, Arboim Yoim, Ve'arboim Laila, Zoktem Abid, that lushan that he was with Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights, Hoira al Hasmadas Talmudai Beli Hefsik, Tomid im Hashem, Mushpa mitairasei kol arboim hayoim. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no revach bein parasha leparasha when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. There it was mamish, it wasn't like oichlam v'shoisim kebehema. It was a complete, direct, 100% stream of chachma straight for 40 days and 40 nights. So he was le'ochal v'shasa. There was also no period of Arivia for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was on Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't saying his own Torah. He wasn't being Baina Binyanim. He wasn't Parim V'Ravim. It was a time of being Mushba, of receiving the Torah of Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadish to him every Chiddush that any Talmud V'tik is Asid L'Chadish was given to Moshe Rabbeinu whole on Har Sinai. So there was no period of Arivia the way we explained B'inyan HaChachma. And finally, Moitziim Rei, so that's Pashat. We said before that Moitziim Rei is because sometimes a person absorbs Chachma and there's elements that aren't MS, there are elements that aren't 100% in the absorption of that Chachma, and that needs to be gotten rid of. But of course, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, and he was at the closest connection to the Borei Olam, receiving Torah directly from the from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no deos that are not right, and there's no shitas that are mistaken, there's no moitzi and rei, there's absolutely no psoilas. Now this Gemara that describes this Adam, that an Adam is partially like a malach and partially like a behemoth, is a very, very yesodistic Gemara in understanding the place of Adam in the Bria. The Derech Hashem in Perek Chamishi in Chelek Aleph describes how Adam is unique in the entire Bria, that he has a neshama elyona, a heliga neshama, and a guf like a behema, and they're combined together within one entity, this guf and neshama together. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud, brings in discussion of the Rishonim, who's greater? Is Adam greater than Malachim? Or are Malachim greater than Adam? Zokta Nefesh HaChaim, Avada, mitzad the Mahus of their Kedusha and their Ruchnius, Malachim are certainly much, much greater than Adam. But there's an area where Adam is greater than Malachim, and that's because Adam has a Chela Gashmi. Because Adam has parts of himself or much lower parts of the Bria than Malachim have, Adam has the capacity to raise up his Gashmias, to raise up the other parts of himself, and to be ma'ala them. And that's something that Malachim don't have any shaykhis to. A malach is kulay kadosh, kulay ruchni. There's no steiging, there's no aliyah. He's a complete entity of ruchnius. But an adam, that there's a struggle within him, that his guf is nimshach lamata, and his neshama is nimshach lamayla, and his neshama could take control, and could be magbiya his guf lamayla, that's an element of gadlos that malachim have no shaykhis to. And with this we can understand a fascinating thing. The Nefesh HaChaim brings in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, that the Malachim wait, he brings from Chazal, that the Malachim wait before they say Kedusha until we say Kedusha. That means our Kedusha is the Iker. The Malachim wait for our Kedusha. How interesting it is that the way we say Kedusha is Nekadesh as Shimcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shemakdishim Oisei B'Shmei Morim. We, who were the Iker, the Malachim are waiting for us, say to the Rabbeinu Shalom that we'll be Mekadesh his name in the world, just like Malachim do B'Shmei Morim. Why are we toila our Kedusha on the Kedusha of the Malachim, if it's our Kedusha that's the Iker? But Lefi Dvarenu, it makes a lot of sense. Because Avada Malachim are in a tremendously high Madrega. But for us on this world, in this world of Hester, in this world of He'elim, Oilam is Miloshin He'elim, to be Mekadesh Hashem like Malachim do B'Shmei Morim is so much more than Malachim and so much greater than Malachim. Perhaps our observing the way that Malachim are Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, that we say three times in Shachris, we repeat how the Malachim say Kedusha V'Yifanim V'Chayis HaKodesh, and then in Kedusha, and then again in the Kedusha of Uvol Tzion. Perhaps the whole point is that if we with our Yetzirah, if we with our Guf, could be Mekadesh Hashem like Malachim Ar B'Shmei Morim, that's the most magnificent type of being Mekadesh Hashem, because not only did we reach a Magdrega of Ruchnias, but we were Magbia, our Gansa Guf, with us in doing so. With this Yesod, we could possibly understand this that the Gemara tells us, the Tosfos tells us in Dav Gimel, in Masechet Brachos, Dibur HaMaschil Ve'Oinin, that Malachim don't understand Lashon Arami. Tosfos there is discussing the fact that we say Kaddish in Arami so that the Malachim shouldn't be jealous. Why don't Malachim understand Lashon Arami? What blockage is there? What is there preventing a Malach from connecting to the Lashon Arami? So it could be, based on what we're saying, that we can understand that by being makdim in the words of the Gra in Masechet Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara is talking about the din of Mavr Sedra. La'olam yashlim adam parshi yosef v'matzibur, shnayim mikra ve'echo targum. A person should say, it should be Mavr Sedra, shnayim mikra ve'echo targum. And the Gemara is, ma'isev va'afilu atorois v'divon. we should even say Shnaya Mikra Echad Targum on Atarois V'divoin. Atarois V'divoin are two psukim in Eivar HaYardin that's mentioned in the Torah. And the idea, what the Gemara is trying to say, is that even though they're names, so they don't have a particular Targum, because the Targum of a name is usually the name, Afal Pikein, one should do Shnaya Mikra V'Echad Targum. Frektoisvis, why does the Gemara pick Atarois V'divoin as the mashal of that by a name we should also do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum? Why doesn't it say Ruvain V'Shimon? The beginning of Parashat Shemois, l'mashal, it's Moina the Shvatim. Ruvain Shimon Levi V'Yehuda. And the Targum is Ruvain Shimon Levi V'Yehuda. So why doesn't the Gemara pick Ruvain and Shimon as a mashal of saying Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum even when it's a name? The Gros suggests that the Gemara picks two cities in Eivar HaYarden, because cities in Eivar HaYarden are, geographically, are in Makom what Targum is in languages. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Be'etzem. Eretz Yisrael was Neskadish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Avram Avinu. But Eivar HaYarden was not. Eivar HaYarden became Kaddish when Klal Yisrael made it Kaddish. It was really an Eretz Chayil, it was really a Chutz La'aretz that became part of Eretz Yisrael. It was Nis'ala to become part of Eretz Yisrael. Zok de Gra, that's also the difference between Lashon HaKaddish and Lashon Arami. Lashon HaKaddish is Kishma, it's Lashon HaKaddish, it's Be'etzem Kaddish. But Targum is not Be'etzem Kaddish. Be'etzem it's a Lashon of Chayil. It has Kedusha because it's used for Torah. When Targum is used for Torah, it has Kedusha. Just like Eivar HaYarden, when Klal Yisrael's Mekadesh it has Kedusha. So Targum is a language that's Chol, but was uplifted and became a language of Kedusha because it was used for Kedusha. That's something that Malachim don't have Shaychus to. An Adam who is given a guf, which is not Kaddish, and he knows that by using his guf properly, and by using his neshama to be magbiah his guf, he could be mekadesh this davar shel chayil. So when Adam understands Lashon Arami, he understands the Kedusha of Targum, which is a Lashon shel chayil that was neskadesh. But Malachim who just have Ruchnias, they don't have a Shaychus to the idea of being Magbiyah V'Gashmias. After all, we know from the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Noyach, on the Pasuk of Va'ani, Hineni Mevi Mabel, that Rashi says, Hineni Muchan Lahaskim Im Oysum Shezirzuni Ve'omruli Ma'enosh Kisiz Kerenu Ven Odom Kisif Gedenu, that we know that the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you creating an Adam? What's the point of an Adam that carries a Yetzirah, that carries all this baggage, that he's Daima LeBehema? But Adam understands that this ability that he has to uplift the Gashmias, to uplift the Chayil, to uplift the mundane, and to make it Kaddish, to be Moisef Mechayil ala Kaddish, that is the Gresta Gadlus that Adam has and that propels him to be the most magnificent Bria in the universe, even greater than Malachim. The next Gemara discusses this, that the Mishnah says that a person shouldn't be Mistakel Bidvala Dvarim, Malamaila, Malamato, Malifnim, Malachar. Now our Gemara clearly understands that Lifnim means what happened before, means the history of the world or the prehistory of the world. It's kedai to remind ourselves that Rashi on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis did not learn this way. Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis learned that Malifnim was a question of direction, not a question of time. Rashi said, Malifnim is chutz l'mechitzas harakia l'mizrach. Tosfos over there on Yud Aleph Amid Beis had clarified that Lifnim could be mashma both. Lifnim could be mashma a direction, as it sounds like l'mayla, l'mata, lifnim, l'achar. But Lifnim also could be mashma like Lifnim, what happened before, a lashon of kaidim. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer da Amri Tarvayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer both said that it's a mashal to a melech that told his avodim to build a tremendous palace on an ashpa, on a garbage dump. And they built it, avada ein ritzayne shal melech, the melech doesn't want to be reminded of the ashpa. that this Gemara is very susum. What's the ashpa here? What's the ashpa that could have existed before the world was created? The Marsha brings b'shem the Yifei Tayar, that it's referring to a Ramban in the beginning of Bereshis, when the Ramban explains the pasuk of Sayhu Vavayu, v'ha'aretz ha'isa Sayhu Vavayu. And the Ramban describes that there was something called Hiyuli. Hiyuli was some type of a pre-matter, some type of a substance before the Gashmiyistika world, from which the whole Gashmiyistika Welt was created. The Ramban says that Hiyuli is the name that the Yevanim, that the Greeks, gave it. Zokti Yifei Toyer, that to discuss that Hiyuli, to talk about the fact that the world was created with this pre-matter that from which all the different types of physical Nivroim were created, that's not covered Klape Maila to talk about. Why not? He said, because it's not a Shleimus de Gazach, it's not a Dover Shalem. And to talk about something that's not a Dover Shalem is not Ritzoinoi Shel Melech, that's not the Ratzon Hashem. This idea of the Yifei Toyer, that it's not a Kovet Shemayim to talk about something that's incomplete, is reminiscent of a Maral in Derech Chaim that we quoted a few blad ago, that says that that we're supposed to limit our learning of Maisa Bereshis is because until Maisa Bereshis was complete, there's an inherent chisaron of Shleimus. It wasn't complete yet. And to talk about the Nevroim of Hashem that aren't complete, that's Haster Dover, that's not Kovet Shemayim. The Marsha says it's not mashma that's the pshat, and the MS is that we can see on our own that it's a difficult pshat. Malifnim means what happened before the world was created, before the word Bereshis. After the word Bereshis, that we already have a Gemara, v'loy b'maisa Bereshis b'shnayim. It doesn't say on that someone who's mistakel is ro'iloy shaloy b'le'olam. Also, clearly the Ramban did not hold that way, because the Ramban was mayrich about the inyan of Hiyuli, and if a kol ha-mistakel is ro'iloy shaloy b'le'olam, certainly the Ramban himself would have been very master that. The Marsha himself learns a fascinating pshat in the Gemara that he says Avada, it's referring to what existed before the world was created. And Avada, the emes is that nothing existed before the world was created. We are maimin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh me'ayin. And that ayin is an ayin muchlat, that there was absolutely nothing in the Bria, as difficult as it is for us to be masig what that could mean, but there was absolutely nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh me'ayin. Zok de Marsha, what the Gemara is saying is that for someone to discuss malifnim, as if there was something before, to discuss the world of before the Bria Sa'olam as if something existed, that's not a Kovet Shemayim. And the Marsha explains that to say that something existed before the world, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create a world, sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mischarit on what existed before, and he changed his mind and created something new. And that's not a Kovet Shemayim to say that there was a Shinoi Ratzah in Lefanov. We know that there's no Shinoi, there's no such a thing as Hashem changing his mind. And Memela, it's not Kovet to discuss that anything should exist. Now the Gemara brings a mashal to Avodim that are saying the truth. They're being Mazker and Ashpa that existed before the palace. But the Marsha explains that the mashal is not 100% Meduyuk. It's more of a kol shekein, that for someone to discuss a world that existed, or something that existed before the world was created, is like discussing, is saying a devar sheker about something that's not kovet shemayim. Even if it was emes, it wouldn't be a kovet to talk about. Alachas kama v'kama, that it's sheker, it's a kol shekein, that it's usher to talk about. And this is the way that the Marsha explains the mashal of the Gemara to explain the chisaron of discussing malifnim. Next inyan. The Gemara further down the Amud discusses the fact that one should not be mistakel b'kayhanim when they're being oila al duchanon. And the Gemara specifies that this issue of being mistakel b'kayhanim is bizman shebeis hamikdosh kayim. It's dafka when the beis hamikdosh is standing, when the kayhanim are mevorchin es Yisrael b'shem hamefeirosh, when the kayhanim bench klal Yisrael b'shem hamefeirosh. Taisvis over here asks a very stark akasha on Rashi and Megillah daf Chavdalad Amid Beis. The Mishnah there on Chavdalad Amid Beis in Megillah says that a kayin who has mumin on his hands shouldn't duchen. Zogt Rashi, why shouldn't a kayin with mumin on his hands duchen? Because mumin will draw attention to the hands of the kayhanim, and the will be mistakel in those hands. And the Rashi says, Ve'amrinon b'meseches chagiga ha'mistakel b'kayhanim b'shoa shenoysin es kapeyem einov keyos lefi shehashchina shayra al yedeyen. So Rashi brings our Gemara as a reason that a kayin that has mumin on his hands should not duchen. Frek Taisvis, that Mishnah is not talking about specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim. And Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara there, that the Gemara there brings a raya from something that occurred b'shevavusei de Rav Huna. Now certainly in the neighborhood of Rav Huna wasn't Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and it wasn't b'makim the Mikdash. It was in Bavel. It was at the time that there was no Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't even in Eretz Yisrael. So how could Rashi say on that Mishnah that the reason why a kayin with a mum shouldn't duchen is so that people shouldn't look at his hands because of our Gemara? Our Gemara specifically, Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Now Taisus himself holds that Gemara is not shver. Taisus himself holds that Mishnah is just saying that if a kayin with such unusual hands, because there are mumin on his hands, duchens, it's going to distract the yidden that are receiving the bracha, and it's going to cause a hesach hadas, and therefore a kayin that has something distracting about his hands shouldn't duchen. But what's the pshat in Rashi who brings our Gemara as the reason that the kayin shouldn't draw attention to his hands because it's ain of chaos? Aye, our Gemara says it's dafka bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So the Taisus HaRosh in Megillah seems to clarify what Shitas Rashi would be. The Taisus HaRosh says, afal pi she'ein ain of chaos ata, even though now there's no effect on the Einayim, because it's dafka bizman shebeis hamikdash, and it's dafka because at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were mevorech es Yisrael b'shem ha-mefoyresh, which we don't do now. Zokt, the Taisus HaRosh, afilu hachi ein mistaklim b'hem. We still are not mistaka, we still don't look at the hands of the Kayhanim, because Lemaisa, he says this fascinating lashon, Mipnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu meitzitz mibein kishrei etzba'oseihem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks, kaviyachol, between their fingers, shenemar mashgiach menachaloinois meitzitz menacharakim. So the Taisus HaRosh learns that even though the full brunt of our Gemara, that it causes ein of chaos, it's a terrible thing to look at the hands of the Kayhanim, is dafka bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, and clearly the Mishnah and Gemara and Megillah are not talking about bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, zok the Taisus HaRosh that the inyan of not being mistakel on the hands of Kayhanim, that inyan is still noigeya. Now there's a Gemara in Ksubis on Afchav Dalet Amid Beis that says that a Yid that goes up to Duchen, a Zor that goes up to Duchen, is over in an Aseh. And the Hafla in Ksubis struggles exactly what is the Aseh, what is the Isser of a Yid to stand up when the Kayhanim are Duchening and to Duchen. And the Hafla suggests that it's Alpi what the Sefer Charedim says. The Sefer Charedim holds that just like it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to be mevorech Klal Yisrael, so too it's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael to be mizborech. They have an obligation to put themselves in a position to receive the bracha. Memeila zokta hafla that a yid that goes up to duchen together with the kohanim, and he's not oimet panim keneged panim, as the Gemara says that one has to stand in order to receive the bracha, he's over in the asay of not becoming mizborech. It's not the asay that he's duchening, it's the asay that he's avoiding the bracha of birchas kohanim. The Dvar Avrom, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph, Ois Aleph and Beis, says that there's a raya to this hafla and the Sefer Charedim from our Taisvus. Our Taisvus holds that the reason why a kohen shouldn't duchen with mumin on his hands is because it will distract the Yisrael. Frek the Dvar Avram, who cares if it distracts the Yisrael? The mitzvah is for kohanim to be mevorech klal Yisrael, and the kohanim are being mevorech klal Yisrael. Why is it a problem if the klal Yisrael it has a hesach hadas? Al Karchach Zok the Dvar Avram. From here we see a raya to the Hafla that just like there's a mitzvah on the Kayhanim to be Mevorech Klal Yisrael, so too there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to be Mizborech, and therefore they have to be Mishtatif with the mitzvah, and they should not be Mesiach Das.
We're learning Masechet Chagiga, we're in the middle of Daf Tezayin. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tezayin and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Yosef ben Yehezer oim shaloi lismeich. Yosef ben Yochanan oim lismeich. Yeshua ben Parachya oim shaloi lismeich. Nita Abel oim lismeich. Yehuda ben Tabai oim shaloi lismeich. Shem ben Shaddach oim lismeich. Shmai oim lismeich. Avtalin oim shaloi lismeich. Menachem lenechliku. Yotze Menachem nechne shamei. Shamei shaloi lismeich. Hillo oim lismeich. Harishayin amoy nesiyim. Shniyim lemavestim. The Mishnah records the machlokes which went on for many, many days. From Yosef ben Yehezer Shreda, Yosef ben Yochanan Shushishalayim, where all the time the Nasi and the Av Beis Din from then on till Hillel v'Shamai had a machloikis if you do smicha or you don't do smicha. And like Rashi says, this was the first machloikis ever among the Chachmei Yisrael, the first unresolved machloikis that there ever was. Machloikis if when you bring the carbon on Yom Tov, do you do smicha or not? Now what is the svaras of machloikis? What's the svaras to say lismeich? What's the svaras to say shalei lismeich? So the Gemara in Beya, on the Afchaf and Aleph, brings two studim, two brises, what they're arguing on. Gemara there brings the Mishnah, which is also brought here on the Afid Zayin, that Beshami Aimim Meshvim Shlomim Ve'ein Saim Chamalayim, and Besil Aimim Meviim Shlom Ve'elus Ve'saim Chamalayim. Beshami Besil also had the same Shaila. Beshami said, you don't do Smicha, Besil says you do Smicha. And the Gemara there brings a Machlaikis Tanam, what the Machlaikis is, and this Lechari applies to the whole Machlaikis, starting from Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan. The Gemara there says like this. There's one Tana said that the Machloikis is there a din smicha b'chlau on Shalmei Chayfa? The Pasuk says smicha by Shalmei Nedava. When the Pasuk says a din smicha by Shlomim, the Pasuk's discussing when someone is menandav a Shlomim, someone decides on his own to bring a Shlomim, a Shlomim is not mechuyiv. But on Yom Tov, every Yid's mechuyiv, that's the karbonis that you have to bring to Eile Regal, every Yid's mechuyiv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga, that's a Shalmei Chayva. The Shaila is, do you learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava? Beisil, that says you do smicha holds, you learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. So there is a chiyiv smicha on Shalmei Chayva as well. And Beishamei says you don't learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. And Bemele, there's no chiyiv smicha on Shalmei Chayva and the Shalmei Chagiga. That's one Tana in the Gemara in Bey. Another Tana there says, there's no machlekes if you need smicha. Everyone knows you need smicha. Everyone knows gemin and shalmei chayvim and shalmei nedava. The machlekes is there a din take of a smicha shchita? Does a smicha have to be performed right before, immediately before the shchita? So therefore, you can't do the smicha on Erev Yom Tov. You bring the shalmei chayva, the shalmei chagiga on Yom Tov. You have to do the smicha right then and there, on Yom Tov. That's what Beisil holds. Meshengi Meshamei holds. There's no din of take of a smicha shchita. You could do the shchita one day, you could do the smicha one day, and the shchita the next day. So male, there's no reason to do the smicha on Yom Tov. You could do the smicha on Erev Yom Tov. Don't say take of a smicha shchita. That's a two studim the Gemara has say what the machlekes is. So l'chaya, this is the machlekes, the old machlekes from Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, that the one that says lismich holds that there is a chiv smicha and there's a din of take of a smicha shchita, and merely you have to do the smicha on Yom Tov. And the one that says shaloi l'smeich is a pshat that either they hold this b'chlal no din smicha by the shalmei chayv v'shalmei chagiga loy alfin and shalmei chayv v'shalmei nedava, or they hold there is a chiyiv smicha, but you have to do it on Yom Tov because you don't say take of a smicha shchita. That's the Gemara in Beya. Now the Gemara here on Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud brings down a memra like this. Amar Rav Shamber Abba Amar Rav Yechanan loy l'malte yishvus kalabei necha. Shvus, an isidur abanan and Shabbos and Yom Tov should not be kala beinecha, should not be lying in your eyes. Smicha en elamishim shvus, benechlaka bagadele ador. Smicha is only isidur abanan, and still you find that it occupied the attention of all these gadele ador and all these dairis, all longing about it. I say the shvus is very important. Samar says pshita. Samar says shvus mitzvah shichale, even if it's a mitzvah. Samar says anami pshita. It's coming that they're arguing about smicha. No, they're arguing about shvus. So Kipshuda, it's a bissel shver, because the Chayyur, according to both man the Amrim, they're arguing about smicha. One man the Amrim holds arguing if smicha b'chlal, is there din smicha b'chlal by Karban Chayva. And the other man the Amrim holds, they all agree there's din smicha by Karban Chayva. The shayla is if take of a smicha shchita. They're both the Raisadika shaylas. They're both the Raisadika machlaikis. They're both machlaikis in about smicha, not about shuas. What's pshat in the Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan says they're arguing about Shavuos? So Taizim Beis Mashma that he held, Rabbi Yechanan's a third shita. Rabbi Yechanan says they're arguing about Shavuos. He holds that according to everyone there is a din smicha by Shalmei Chayva, and according to everyone there is a din take of a smicha shita. And the machloikis is whether Rabbanan maimid devrayim b'makam mitzvah. Do the Rabbanan say that even though there's a b'chi of smicha, but since it's an iser to mishtamish behema, like the Gemara says, smicha b'chol kaychay b'inan. So there's an iser leaning on a behema, he's leaning b'chol kaychay, because it's a gzeira. The Gemara in Behi says it's a gzeira that you might come to cut off a stick to lead the behema. Al kaponim is an iser to lean on a behema is an iser v'shtamish b'alechayim. So that's the machlokes. Do the rabbanon, will the rabbanon matter the iser the rabbanon for the karbanos that you bring on Yom Tov? Well, they matter the Issa, the Rabbanon, Shtamshis Behem, Kedei to Mekayim, the Mitzvah Smicha. Or no, the Rabbanon, Maimit Devrayim, B'maka Mitzvah, didn't allow you to do the Mitzvah Smicha because you gave on the Shus, the Rabbanon. So, come to Issa, three Shittas. Both Mandiyarmim that we said in Beya, side the Mandiyarmim that says, the Machloikis is a Bechal Shal Mechayvenit Smicha. And side the Mandiyarmim that says that the machloikis is the take of a smicha shchita, they both don't shim with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, lo ilam al teshvus kala b'necha, because they're arguing about shvus, is the third shita, they're arguing if there's an issa der Rabbanan to be saimich, that the Rabbanan, where they matter their isser, for makam mitzvah not. The mice of the Rajbam and the Me'iri there in Beyam are mashman that way. Rashi there in Beyam, on the Mishnah in Beyam that says, saimcha malayim, ain't saimcha malayim, that Beishamah says, ain't saimcha malayim, Rashi says, because smicha is a shvus. Taisus there in Beyam says, that Rashi is learning the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechanan, not like the Gemara in Beyam, like Rabbi Yechanan here. Because like the Gemara in Beyam, that's not the reason why. It's not because smicha is a shvus. It's because either there is no smicha b'shal mechaiva, or because there's no din of take of a smicha shchita. But the Rashi and the Meiri say no. Rashi means like the man the Omer of take of a smicha shchita. Pshan in Rashi is that heyois there's no chiv. The Rabbanon would never be maimed stam the isa the Rabbanon of smicha b'makam the mitzvah. This the Rabbanon of stam shabal chayim b'makam the mitzvah of smicha. But the machlokes is beshamay holds and who would then all the other gedolei elam holds shloy l'smich that. There's no reason to be matter this the Rabbanon, because you have an Eitzah, you can mekayim the mitzvah smicha erev yontif. So since there's no reason to be matter this the Rabbanon, so mel, they'll never matter this the Rabbanon. They told you to do the smicha erev yontif. Shenki Meisilel and the man the Yom that say, listen, my hold, no, there's no Eitzah to do the smicha erev yontif. Take of a smicha shchita. Smicha erev yontif won't work. So mel, they have a hechach had to matter this the Rabbanon. But that's called arguing about Shavuos. That's called that the Machlokes is about Shavuos. If the machlokes is bechlal, if you need smicha or not, the son of machlokes is about shvus. Beishamay holds there is no din smicha. It's nothing to do with the shvus of ein mishtam shem behema. Beisol holds there is din smicha, and Beishamay holds there is no din smicha. Shenken, if the machlokes is take of a smicha shchita, even though they're arguing about the deraisa, they're arguing about the prati dinim of smicha, the Beishamay holds you don't say take of a smicha shchita, Beisol holds you do. But Kumtai says that the machloikis, where they stelled the machloikis was, do you do smicha on yantif? The man, the Amrim that say that you don't do smicha on yantif, it's because you could be yaitse the smicha earlier, you don't say take of a smicha shita. The man, the Amrim that say that there's no din of, there is a din of take of smicha shita, you can't be yaitse smicha earlier, those man, the Amrim hold, the memela, the rabbanon had to allow their iser to be nidcha because of the mitzvah smicha. That's called arguing about a shvus. Since the meister argued, do you do smicha on yantav, which is a shvus, that's called arguing about a shvus. So come they stu ma'alchem. This is all Jebech is a third shita, that the machloikis, whether you say it's a machloikis, if you bechal do smicha b'shal mechayva, Or if he says the machloikis of take of a smicha shita, it's not a machloikis of etshus. Rabbi Yochanan holds it must be that everyone holds that you do smicha shal mechayv, everyone holds take of a smicha shita. And the machloikis is stam, where the rabbanim maimed the risa b'mak and mitzvah smicha. The Rashi and the Mimi hold that, no, that the machloikis, if you say that the machloikis is b'chlawa that you do smicha, that has nothing to do with shus. But if the machloikis is of take of a smicha shita, so even though the machloikis started with the deraisa, you can yaitse smicha day early, but lemaisa, what they argued was that since he held you could be yaitse the smicha day earlier, so mamela, they weren't mat to the mitzvah, they weren't mat to the iser of a shtarim smaychayim l'kavet smicha, because he could be yaitse smicha earlier, and the other man, the Yama, hold that he can't be yaitse smicha earlier, take of a smicha shchita, and mamela, they were. Now there is it to be nitcha because in the mitzvah of smicha, and that's good for cool arguing about a shvus. There's a shver Rashi in Bay, Rashi there in the Gemara is mashman. Even if you say that the machloikis bechlal is if you need smicha by shalmei chayvu or not, Rashi's lashon is in Bay Dafchav that the man the Yoma holds you don't need smicha by shalmei chayvu. Hilchach leidachi smicha to do yamtiv. Since it's not, there's no din smicha by shalmei chayvu, you can't do the smicha on yamtiv. The chayin master bekvega has already. If the machloikis is a bechlal, if you could do smicha or not. Is it din smicha by shalmei chayvu not? There's only do leidachi smicha to yamtiv. Even if you bring the shalmei chayvu on chalameid, where there is no issur shtam shus b'alei chayim, l'chayvaiti you can't do smicha, like that Gemara says. You can't do smicha where you don't have to do smicha because it's a issur of avayda b'kachim. This is the ranks of avayda b'kachim. Chayvu, the reason why you don't do smicha if there's no chayv smicha is not because of yamtiv. It's because it's an issur of avayda b'kachim. Rashi is shver. Look there in the Sasemis, the Shaar Melech, and also in Hilchas. Master Kabbanis Perigimel says maybe Yishev and Rashi. That's what a Geir Inyan. But Agamar also is the Chayr Mamish Mavur, not like the Rashi. Agamar says if you hold that the argue smicha gufa, which Al Kabbanim means the machalikis, whether Bechlal Shalmi Chayvin needs smicha, then they're not arguing about Shvus. The machalikis only do with Shvus. And that's the Chayr Mashma, that if you hold this no then smicha, so even without the Yisid Rabbanan of Mishtam Shabbai Chayim, you can't do the smicha. Because it's avayd de bekachim. If the machlekes is take of smicha shchita, so then that is a machlekes about shvus, because the smicha you could do. It's the chayiv to do the smicha. So if it wouldn't be for the issur derabbanan doing smicha on yamtiv, you could do it on yamtiv. It's because of the issur derabbanan that you can't do smicha on yamtiv, that's why you have to do the smicha a day earlier if you don't hold the take of a smicha shchita, like we explained. And now let's see a little vayt in the Gemara. The Gemara goes right to Amir Amir Bachamish Mamina Smicha Bachal Kaycha Beinon. You see for me that you have to do Smicha with all your strength. If you're going to say you don't have to do Smicha with all your strength, you'll have to lean your hands on the Behema without you putting your weight on it. So what's the problem with doing Smicha on Yantif? Just put the, you like to put your hands on the Behema on Yantif. What's wrong? Elamai Smicha Asi Bachal Kaycha, your mom is leaning on the Behema, and the male is an Issa Vishtam Shasa Balechayim. Why is it like this? Meisvei, it says that Bryce says it. Darbu bnei Yisrael v'samach, bnei Yisrael seimchim, vein bnei Yisrael seimchis. In the comment of the Bryce, it says, only bnei Yisrael do smicha, bnei Yisrael don't do smicha. And bnei Yisrael b'shimen aymin, bnei Yisrael seimchis rishus. And bnei Yisrael say, it's not shat, bnei Yisrael can't be seimach in all, there's a rishus. If they want, they could be seimach. And bnei Yisrael, sachli Abba Lazar told me, p'machas heilinu egel shazivchei shlamim. One time he had a calf of Shlomim, v'yanel ezes nashim, v'samchol of nashim, and we brought it to ezes nashim, and the nashim did smicha, it was their carbon. Not because nashim do smicha, like they like this nachas shuach nashim to make the nashim feel good. V'yisachadaitek smicha b'chol kaycha b'inan, if you're going to say it's smicha has done b'chol kaycha, v'shem nachas shuach the nashim avdin and avayda b'kachim, because the nachas shuach the nashim, you could do avayda al shemam and alay b'inan b'chol kaycha. Why you don't need b'chol kaycha? How could I b'chol m'seini b'chol kaycha? When the Gemara here says that the man Yomim that says that nashim seimchus rishus, they brought it for the nashim to be seimach, and they last as nachas ruach nashim, that the nashim should feel good. How could they do avayda b'kachim if you're doing it b'chol kaycha? It should be avayda b'kachim. How could you do this at the reisa avayda b'kachim? Stam g'las as nachas ruach nashim. So the Gemara says the amul akvi yadaychu. They told the nashim not to do the full smicha. To lighten their hands, that they should do, they shouldn't lean on the behema. So Gemara says, Yachi loyim neish smicha benoshim. Typically, they don't smicha klal. It's b'chol not a smicha. Smicha is b'chol kaycha bina. There's not a smicha. Amar v'ami chada v'aykam. Chada less a smicha klal because they're not leaning on it. V'aykam that's not nachas ruach l'noshim. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara's maskana is that you need smicha b'chol kaycha And the man Yom, and it says Nashim Saim Chesushus, the Gemara's mashma is only that they do it. They do the smicha lightly, and it's really not a smicha b'chalal, but they just do it last as nachas ruach nashim. And the Gemara has a machlokes. The Tanakama holds that nashim saimchas are not rishus, and Rabbi Yisim Shimon holds nashim saimchas are rishus. Now the Gemara in two other places, in Eivin and Rosh Hashanah, bring this machlokes b'negei other dinim. The Gemara in Eivin that Tzadik Vav brings a braisa that says that Michal Bas Kushi, Michal Bas Shol used to put on tefillin, but Michal Bas Chachamim. And Ishti Shal Yena, the wife of Yena Navi, she went to Eilu Regel, and the Cham weren't Meicha. The Gemara says the reason for this Braisa is because he holds like the man Yom and Nashim Seim Chesushus. That means if you're old, that you don't say Nashim Seim Chesushus, if there's an Issa for Nashim to do Smicha, so who would then, there's an Issa for them to wear tefillin, and who would then, there's an Issa for them to be Eilu Regel. Now, Sheikh, this Braisa that says that Michal Bas Kushi wore tefillin for Michal Bas Chachamim, and Isha Shayenu was Eilu Regel Michal Bas Chachamim, he holds Nashim Saim Chesushus, just like they have Rishus to do Smicha, they also have Rishus to put on tefillin, and they also have Rishus to be Eile Regel. So also a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah there said that Eima Akvin is the Tinaikis Miliskaya. Tinaikis, children, they could blow Shaifer. They could blow Shaifer in Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, Nashim Akvis. But Nashim, you'll tell them not to blow Shaifer in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, but there's a Bryson that says that you're not ma'akev the noshim also. You're not ma'akev lois the noshim lois the tinaikis. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Lakasha, Hor Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon. This is down the Braisa we have, that the man Diyom, it says, Nei Yisrael Seimchim, Veim Reis Yisrael Seimchis. There it says, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you don't say noshim Seimchis Yishus. That man Diyom holds that the noshim can't blow Shefer either. And the man Diyom, that says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, that says noshim Seimchis Yishus, they hold that noshim can blow Shefer also. So you see, Gemara tells through the Mishnah, the Machlokes of Nashim Saim Chesushus, to three other mitzvahs. The Gemara in Erevin to the mitzvah of Tefillin and to the mitzvah of Eilu Regel, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah and Erevin that what's the discussion? The discussion is when Nashim Aptur is if they do the mitzvahs, it's Baal Tesef. You hold that you don't say Nashim Saim Chesushus, it's Baal Tesef. Rashi says, the Havakatesef is a livid terror, Shabbat the Nashim Mitzvah of Van Groma. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah even more clear, v'chitaki ikka bal teisef is din bal teisef. The Rashi from Rashi, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is when the Torah path is nashim from a mitzvah, if they do it anyway, they're either bal teisef. So teisef even says, no, that can't be pshat. Teisef wants to bring a riot, because you see that Hulni Amalka sat in the sukkah. And if Rabbi Yehuda brings it, Rabbi Yehuda knows that you don't say nashim saim was a shus, and even Rabbi Yehuda brings from Hulni Amalka that sat in the sukkah. Why isn't Hulni Amalka is a isha, she's part of them in a sukkah, why isn't sitting in the sukkah bal teisef? The Taisa is matcha. Maybe it's a difference if you're mechavim for the mitzvah, not mechavim for the mitzvah. If you're mechavim to do the Torah's mitzvah, so then that will be about Taisa for Nisha. Mashayin Kain. Only Amalka was just sitting there because the children were there. So merely there's no about Taisa. She had no kavanah to mitzvah. She wasn't sitting to be mechavim the mitzvah sukkah. She was sitting because the children were there. She wanted to be with her children. So merely there's no about Taisa. Al Kaponim, that cheat this Rashi, that the machloek is here, if Nashim Sayim Kesushus or not. The machloek is when you have a mitzvah that Isha's potter, and she decides she wants to do the mitzvah, is that called Baal Teisef? Even Baal Teisef is only when you have a mitzvah and you're doing more of the mitzvah. You have five parashas of tefillin, or you sit in sukkah for an extra day, l'shei mitzvah, or you put on two pairs of tefillin, you add one of the minim to the dalad minim, the pshat is being meisef on the mitzvah. Here, the Isha's not being meisef on the mitzvah, she's doing the mitzvah ketikuna. The grand Torah path of the Isha from the mitzvah, the Isha wants to do the mitzvah anyway. Is that called Baal Teisef or not? Taisif holds no, Avad is not called Baal Taisif. Taisif in Erevin says that the reason is it's Dafka these four mitzvahs. Dafka and Smicha, and like we said, Tefillin, and Eilu Regel, and Shofar. Because all these things is a Chashash Issa B'davar. Because Tefillin needs a Guf Naki, and Hashem aren't so Zrizis to have a Guf Naki. And Eilu Regel, because it's Nira, Kamegzi, Mevia Chul Na'azara, or Rias Panav Azara Shal Tzerich. And Tkiya Shaif and Smicha also because there's an Issa Darabanan involved. Tkiya Shaif is a Darabanan to blow Shaif if not L'Shei Mitzvah. And Smicha is an Issa. It looks like you're doing Aveda B'Kachim, even though you're doing it by Kafis Yam, like the Gemara says, but it looks like you're doing Aveda B'Kachim. But otherwise, there's no Taina if the Isha wants to do a mitzvah. So that's the Machlokes. Rashi holds it's a Machlokes, but all mitzvahs at Nashim Abturis, that the man Yom and holds at Nashim Seimchis, doesn't hold the Nashim Seimchis Rishus, holds all mitzvahs at Nashim Apat, they can't do it, it's Baal Teisef. Now, Shenge Teiso is only when there's a Chashash Isser. When there's a Chashash Isser, like by Tefillin, a Kufnaki, by Rias by El Regel, because Rias Panim Bazar Shal Litzerich, or it looks like it brings Chul Mazara, or by Smicha, which it looks like Avayda Bekachim, or by Tkiya Shefa, which is the Isser, the Rabbanon of Tkiya Shefa. These things was the Chash Isser, that's a Shail if Nashim could do it. Do you say that since it's a mitzvah for Anashim, so they could do the mitzvah just like if they were Anashim, even though they're Bater? You say that no. B'makim is a Chash Isser, and that Bater, they shouldn't do the mitzvah. Now, Taisus here says a Gevaldige Chiddush, which is this how we pass, this is how we Noyig. Here he brings it B'Shem Dari, and Rosh Hashanah, and Erevin, he brings it B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that Nashim, when they do a mitzvah that part of from doing, they make a bracha. That's what Taisus says, that in Bo'is, last mitzvah says, Man Gram, Levorach, Leim, Imam, Chem, Yodim, Afgav, Victorius, Leim, Michri, Bracha, Levatol, Vechem, Mashem, Eichacha. And he brings a Mashmoyis from here. This is Ma'arech about it in Rosh Hashanah and Erevin. Machlekes Yishenim, the Rambam holds not the way the Rambam holds, and I'll make a bracha. It's a bracha of Atola, since they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. And that's the minhag of the Sfaradim, and Oshim don't make a bracha on mitzvah Seishas Ma'agrama. But Ben Atam, and they rehold that no, they do make a bracha on mitzvah Seishas Ma'agrama, even though they're potter. And that's what the Noshim of the Ashkenazim are not. The Shaila is, where did he see from here? L'chayra, here it just says that they're allowed to do it. And it doesn't say that they can make a bracha. Fakert, L'chayra, and Gemara L'chayra state that the Gemara says with the Pshitas that they can't do avoid the Bekachim. It's only because they lachas nachas yul chanashim. It's only just to make the nashim feel better. That can't be a time to imat avoid the Bekachim. L'chayra, that should say they shouldn't be able to make a bracha. Here the Gemara says it's ain't a smicha klal. It's b'chlal not a smicha. Something which looks like smicha. It's b'chlal not smicha. And it's just lasis nachas shul chanashim to make the nashim feel better. When he see from asugi b'chlal din that they can make a bracha. Taisin Rashan and Erevin discusses other rayas. What's the ray from that asugi? So there's a Shara Melech in Hilchas Masik Rabbanis Perek Gimel that says a gavaldig chiddush. He brings it from the carbon iron on the sifro. He brings it from the Ravid. The Ravid says on the sifro that all mitzvahs, mitzvah seishes man grama, were given to nashim as a chiyuv and to anashim as a chiyuv and to nashim as a rishos. The mitzvah seishes man grama were given that anashim have a chiyuv, anashim have that same mitzvah as a rishos. In Smashma, he learned up that the pshan is that the emes and nashim also have the mitzvah. They also have the mitzvah. They don't have a chiyuv. They're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. But when they do it, it's also a mitzvah. Also a mitzvah for nashim. It's not only a mitzvah for nashim, it's also a mitzvah for nashim. Zog the Karben Aaron Weiss, the Ravid learned that the din of nashim semchis rishos means a smicha b'chol kaychai. Means a regular smicha. Because they also have a mitzvah smicha. For nashim it's a chayva, for nashim it's a rishos. Now like the Shaya Melech points out, the Gemara is not mamish na mashpin away. The Gemara says they have to do it b'akva yadaychu. They can't do a smicha. The Gemara says, "V'chim mishum nachas ruach anoshim avdim and avayda bekachim." If you're going to say they have a mitzvah smicha, it's just not a chiyuv, it's a rishus, so what's wrong? It shouldn't be called avayda bekachim. They're doing a ma'isa smicha. So the Shara Melech says it must be. He learned up the two man diyamim here. There's a man diyam of nashim semchis rishus, which it's mamash a ma'isa smicha b'chol kaychai. Then the next man diyam of the Abba Elazar that brought the carbon to the ezus nashim that the nashim should do smicha. That's not the man diyomer nashim seim chesrushos. That's another man diyomer. That's a man diyomer nachas ruach l'nashim. That's b'chol not a smicha. That's not nashim seim chesrushos. Nashim seim chesrushos would have to mean a regular smicha b'chol kaychai. Zog the Shara Melech, that's gufa Rabbeinu Tam learned. That there's the three man diyomer. There's a man diyomer nashim don't do smicha at all. And there's man diyoma that nashim could do smicha only by kafas yadayim. That's not a smicha b'chlal. Lasas nachas ruach l'nashim. But there's another man diyoma. There's a man diyoma nashim same chesrushus. That the pshat is that they have a kiyum. There's mamash a kiyum smicha because mitzvahs aseishes man grom were given l'nashim chayvul l'nashim rishus. They have the mitzvah in gansen. And it's this man diyoma that the gemara in Erevin shtel su that nashim could wear tefillin and could be able to regal and the gemara in Rosh Hashanah that nashim could blow shayfer. That it's mamish a regular mitzvah. The nashim have the zelba mitzvah, the zelba kiyum mitzvah, it's just not a chiyuv. So Lefiza is very good. If that's pshat in the Gemara, the nashim sayim chesushus means a regular smicha. And lasis nachashulch, the nashim is a third man the Amar. So it's very good how you see they make a bracha. Hayes they have a regular mitzvah. You could even do avayda bekachim. It's mamash a mitzvah. It's just not a chiyuv. So mel, if it's a mitzvah, you can do on a mitzvah. You can make a bracha even if it's not a chiyuv. That's it. Shai Melech learns pshat in Rebbeinu Tam. And then let's go through one more nekuda, one more inyan. The Gemara brings this memra that David Bnei Yisrael v'samach Bnei Yisrael semchin v'loy Bnei Yisrael semchais. So Taisin Kedushin asks the Kasha, other Rishayin Amosa, the Smag, that why do you need Exeris HaKasa of Bnei Yisrael Seim, Bnei Yisrael Seim Ches, typically that Smicha should be a mitzvah seisha zman grama. Smicha can only be done b'yayin. You can only do Smicha b'yayin. You can't do Smicha b'layla. All avoid of Kurbanis have to done b'yayin, not b'layla. So Mela Smicha is only b'yayin. So Mela is zman grama. So why don't you say that Smicha is a mitzvah seisha zman grama? And you don't need a pasuk to pat the nashim stam. There's a klal you learn from other pesukim that mitzvah seishes ben grama nashim afturis. That's for ktesis. Gedushin daf lamed vav. So the comment to it's given. Taisus there says a teretz that maybe bezunda smicha you think that mechuyev is because the iskish shchita. There it says that the smicha and shchita have a hekesh, and mashchita there's a ribu that nashim achayelis b'shchita. So mele that's what we have and that nashim should be chayev b'smicha. That's Taisus Teretz. To Revani is bothered, there's not Lechayr, there's no such Ribui, no such Klai Ribui, the Nashim Achayev Veshchita. Kabbanim, that's Taisus Teretz. The Sefer HaMakna says the Gvaldigi Yisayin, he also uses it to answer another of Taisus Kasha, like we're going to explain, that Smicha really is a Chiyev at all times. It's just not Kosher only B'yayim. That doesn't make a Mitzvah Zman Grama. The Zman of Yoyim is not a Zman for the Mitzvah of Smicha. It's only a Zman where you could do it. But the Chiv is Tam a Chiv Smicha on the carbon, which is not totally in Zman. It's Tam a Chiv on the carbon. There's only rather one time you could do it, Mitzad the Hechshur, that only works B'yayim. That he holds is not called the Mitzvah Seish Zman Grama. The Gemara says about Tzitzis and about Tefillin, that the man the Amen holds it's only B'yayim and not B'layla, that makes it a mitzvah zman grama. So the Machna says it's different. By tzitzis, you're parted from tzitzis by night. You can wear baggage at Dalai Kampus without tzitzis. By tefillin, you're parted from tefillin by night. Stam is a chiv to tefillin, all the mitzvah of tefillin is all the time. The mitzvah of tefillin is not by night if you're all lam zman tefillin. Tari zman fkiv, the mitzvah of tefillin by night. There is no mitzvah. But that's because the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, they really like mitzvahs that are constantly. So mele, you don't do them by nights. And mele, it's zman grama. You only do them b'yayim. And smich is a one-time mitzvah. It's a one-time mitzvah. And that's a mitzvah, not totally day and night. The only way to mekayim the mitzvah is by day. That's not called mitzvah zman grama. That's a sverf ha-maknik, shmak ha-sverf. He also uses this to answer Taisus Kasha by Mila. Taisus asks the Kasha, Old Rishayim asks the Kasha. What in the pasuk telling you that the mother is not mechuyev to yimal the son? Typically, Mila is a mitzvah zman grama because Mila is not by night. So like the Sefer Makna, there is a chiv to do milah. The chiv to do milah is all the time. You only mekayim the mitzvah milah by day. So then in the kiyim could only be by day. That wouldn't make it a mitzvah zman grama. That's a teretz of the Sefer Makna. The Ritvan Kedushin says another teretz. The Ritvan Kedushin says, the Lashon Ritva is that a mitzvah which is a chiv on the gavra, there is a term mitzvah zman grama. Mashenk and smich is not a chiv. The pshat is if you want your carbon to be a good carbon, to have an etzim hekshah, that's a mitzvah of the carbon, then you have to do smicha. But it's not mamash achiv on the gavra has to do smicha. So then in the carbon, then to make the mitzvah of the carbon, the male will be no tour of mitzvah seishes man grama. So the shigul shrei with the svar is the true Evan says on it, the divas svar says it's a deichik. There's a geshmak shtickle from the emik bracha, he was mechavin himself to this teretz, and then when he saw the dva, he says that's what the dva means. His shtickle is like this. He says, what is smicha? Is smicha a chiyuv gavra? That the Torah said that someone who brings the carbon, the gavra is mechuyuv in smicha. He's mechuyuv in smicha. Someone who brings the carbon, he has to do smicha. That's his mitzvah. Or is smicha din in the carbon? Is smicha din in the carbon? The carbon is ta'an a smicha. It's a chiyuv mitzad the carbon. So the Emek Bracha brings a raya that's a din in the carbon. He says like this. He says, Taisa says, in Zvachim, the Gemara has a miyut, carbon of a guy doesn't eat smicha. Carbon of a guy doesn't eat smicha. In fact, Taiz won that miyut for. Typically, it says Bnei Yisrael Semchen. That a guy can't do smicha. So Taiz said to be a havmina that a yid should do the smicha. A yid should do the smicha on the korban goy. That's why I need the pasuk to unite korban goy, that a korban goy doesn't have smicha. Fact is, what's the harm in a yid should do the smicha? The smicha has to be done by the bialim. No one else can do the smicha. The din smicha has to be the bialim. There's a mir, a shliach can't do a smicha. The Taisa says, if the Baalim could do smicha, so then he has to do the smicha. But a carbon guy, a guy can't do smicha. So you think that the carbon needs smicha, yet you do the smicha. Kamashman, a carbon guy, doesn't need smicha. Dr. Amik Brachi, you see from there that smicha is a din in the carbon. That's why there's a havimina, that a carbon of a guy, even though the guy can't do the smicha, but the carbon needs smicha. So Mel, it's very good wine in a meat. Enechanami, the isha wouldn't be mechuyev in smicha. The isha would have a pter smicha. It's a mitzvah's man grammar. But the carbon would need smicha. For the heksher of the carbon would need smicha. That's why the pasuk tells you, no, that mitzad the carbon, since the carbon ashem, a carbon ashem doesn't need smicha. The Namek Bracha then says, they saw the Ritva, he thinks the Ritva means the same thing. And when is it then in the Gavra, that the Gavra is mechuyev in the mitzvah? An ashem aren't mechuyev in the mitzvah, mitzad the Gavra, if it's a mitzvah, it's man grama. But when it's a din in the carbon, it's din in the chef, it's a din in the carbon needs smicha, the carbon has a, for the reeds of the carbon, you need smicha, so then there'd be no din in mitzvah man grama. Then Isha would have to do the smicha stam, because it's the smicha is required mitzvah the carbon. So even if it's a mitzvah man grama, it's not a p'tur, not discussing the Isha's chiyah. We're discussing the mitzvah mitzvah the carbon. Since she's bringing a carbon, the carbon itself would need smicha, that's why I need the pasuk to remind Ashim from smicha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.